This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The House of Representatives went along with the Senate today and voted to lift the embargo on the sale of arms to Turkey. It's an important victory for President Carter, but his people had to lobby until the last minute to get it. Susan Spencer reports.
The House vote was a squeaker, 208 to 205 in favor of lifting the embargo. And the House, like the Senate, made lifting it conditional on good behavior from the Turks. Under the House measure, arms can flow again to Turkey, providing the president certifies that that country is trying to solve the Cyprus problem, to resettle refugees, and to get its own troops off the island. The narrow administration victory came with the support of many Republicans, among them John Anderson of Illinois.
It is not a question of whether our sympathies lie with the gallant Greek peoples who have so recently overthrown the yoke of a cruel dictatorship, or whether they lie with the Turks who have heroically associated themselves with us in battle in Korea. The issue is the security of the United States and the future of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
The Senate measure lifting the embargo has slightly different wording as to the exact conditions. Those differences will be ironed out in conference. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
More news after this.
Ever find yourself without any money when your car broke down and needed a tow? Or when you had to run out to a store and didn't have a dollar to your name? Times when neither a personal check nor a credit card would do? This is Carl Malden with an idea. When you come back from a trip, save your last American Express traveler's check. Stick it in your wallet and leave it there. Now you have emergency money. You can use it whenever you need it, or just leave it in your wallet indefinitely. It never expires. And of course, an American Express traveler's check is safe money. If you should lose it, you can get a full refund. And that's a lot better than losing cash. It's a nice idea for everyone in the family to have an American Express traveler's check just for security. And it's especially nice for a son or a daughter going away to college. So remember, the next time you come back from a trip, save your last American Express traveler's check. Someday it could save you.
Next time you go on a trip, pick up American Express traveler's checks. And remember to save your last one. Someday it could save you.
A major East-West prisoner exchange seems to be in the works tonight. There are reports that negotiations are underway in Moscow, Washington, Bonn, Berlin, and Vienna, that arrangements are being made to exchange the Soviet dissident Anatoly Sharansky for two Russians now being held in the United States on spy charges. If this is true, Washington isn't talking. Marvin Kalb has a report.
From Secretary of State Vance on down, U.S. officials shied away from any comment about a possible Sharansky swap. But key sources stressed that if such a swap were being arranged, the U.S. was not involved in it in any way. Still, it is known that 2 weeks ago, during Vance's Geneva meetings with Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko, the Secretary did discuss the Sharansky case. And later, a senior official said the U.S. would step up its efforts to arrange a swap. Apparently, those American efforts have not yet materialized, though others may be underway. Some diplomatic sources here believe that Mrs. Avital Sharansky abruptly ended her tour of the United States last week because she heard about diplomatic efforts to arrange her husband's release. While that possibility may in itself be premature, officials say it would take a gesture of that importance to improve the climate and the fact of Soviet-American cooperation. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
Secretary Vance says he doesn't expect anything dramatically new to happen, but he's still planning to fly to the Middle East this weekend for talks in Israel and Egypt. Vance made it clear yesterday that he's unhappy with President Sadat for refusing to talk with Israel without some concessions, and now Egypt is unhappy too. Doug Sager reports from Cairo.
Egypt won't agree to another American-mediated meeting with the Israelis, but today Foreign Minister Kamel said this does not mean that Egypt has changed its position or given up on President Sadat's peace initiative. Kamel held a final, previously unplanned meeting today with roving Ambassador Alfred Atherton. Atherton said no new ground had been broken. He wanted to make sure he fully understood Egypt's position that there will be no more negotiation unless Israel surrenders claims to sovereignty in the West Bank. Kamel complained that State Department disappointment over the Egyptian position was unjustified. The Egyptian foreign minister said he was hurt and unhappy, and he defended the Egyptian position as consistent and constructive. But Kamel had words of welcome, too, for Secretary of State Vance, due here next week. Kamel said Egypt regards the U.S. as a friend and a full partner, and Egyptian officials have indicated that full partners are expected to offer peace proposals of their own. Doug Sager for CBS News, Cairo.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
This week, in a probing 8-page special report, Newsweek magazine reveals how America is losing a whole generation of black ghetto youth to crime, poverty, and unemployment. Also in Newsweek this week, reports on the nosediving dollar, on scandalous incompetence in disaster relief, and on how gourmets are making the snail an endangered species. And in its cover story, Newsweek tells everything you want to know about the world's first test tube-conceived baby. Newsweek. Don't go another week without it.
Last week, Boeing Aircraft confessed that it doled out more than $50 million in payoffs in an effort to sell airplanes to foreign countries. Tonight, it turns out that at least one of the recipients didn't need the payoff all that much. Robert Shackney reports.
Among the people benefiting from money that the Boeing company paid out to help sell jet airliners overseas was the late Aristotle Onassis. In documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission last week, Boeing did not identify those it paid, but it did describe the transactions. And one of them involved a privately owned airline in Greece and a person believed to be the sole owner. That's a description that fits only one airline in the world, Olympic Airways, and only one owner, Aristotle Onassis. As the story can be pieced together from public records, Onassis proposed conditions when he agreed to a $60 million purchase by Olympic Airlines of two jumbo jets from Boeing. Boeing was to raise the price of the jets by $1,750,000 and then transfer the extra money to two companies that Onassis owned in Panama. In other words, with Boeing's help, Aristotle Onassis could avoid Greek taxes and circumvent Greek currency laws. Robert Shackney, CBS News, Washington.
Onassis's daughter, Christina, heir to his fortune and his shipping empire, was married in Moscow today to Sergei Kozov, a former shipping official with the Soviet government, but currently unemployed. She carried white roses and wore a simple summer dress and arrived in a battered yellow Chevrolet borrowed from the Greek embassy. She left in a Soviet car, also borrowed, and showed signs of nervousness when the groom couldn't get it started. Next, a honeymoon in Siberia, then a home in her mother-in-law's two-room apartment. The Wall Street Report in a moment.
To the family who've only thought of renting one of those do-it-yourself carpet cleaning systems but are still getting up the nerve to try one, this announcement. More first-time triers rent Rinsenvac than any other. Rinsenvac is lightweight, simple to use, and does a fantastic carpet cleaning job for so little cost. Rent Rinsenvac, where hardware or housewares are sold. And oh yes, it's not only the one more people rent first, it's the one more people rent second, third, fourth.
There's an Amana Radar Range microwave oven that's just right for you. Lets you cook delicious food the way you're used to. Slow, fast, by time, by temperature. Now you can even pop popcorn in any 675-watt radar range oven with the exclusive dishwasher-proof Amana Radar Range popcorn popper. In just 3.5 minutes, you'll have popcorn without oil, without shaking or stirring. So pop over to your Amana retailer and see the latest Amana Radar Range microwave ovens.
Not much movement on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 861, down 1.56. The average price per share was up 1 cent on the New York Exchange, volume almost 35 million shares. The average price was down 1 cent on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.